Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. Welcome to the Christmas episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We hope you all had an amazing Christmas. We hope you're looking forward to our annual Christmas quiz. Last year's reigning champion, Tosh, will be back to hopefully defend his crown. We have Max giving us a stateside quiz, and we hope that you enjoy. Please play along if you can, and we'll see who wins, but I know who my money is on. Sean today will be handing the reins over to Max, who will take it away now.
Thank you very much, Callum. Welcome to the 2024 Keeper Appearances Big Fat Quiz of the Year. Not going to lie, I was drunk when I messaged Sean asking if I could host. So there's a lot of pressure on me here.
Sean was when he answered you.
I did want to give Sean the opportunity to go up against the rest of the hosts. I've got 8 rounds on offer for you today to test your ball knowledge. Each round different from the next, starting with the review of the year, moving on to a couple of classics like Who Am I, Before and After, and a very special round of Keeping Up Appearances, and a final round where I'll give you the opportunity to gamble away your points for a chance to take home all the marbles. Each round is titled after a TV show in honor of the podcast namesake, and I'm going to ask you guys playing to give your answers in using the private chat function. That way we get a fair and honest assessment, no cheating, and find out who's the most knowledgeable ball Keeping Up Appearance host. Sound good?
Yeah, it's definitely Tosh.
Have you got any 1930s great Austrian trivia for Tosh? Or?
Yeah, that's the first question. All right, are you ready?
I can cover it all, Callum, so then you try and box me off.
All right, without further ado, let's get started, and good luck, gents. So round one, As Time Goes By. I don't know if anyone watched that one. Ran for 15 years. Judi Dench.
It used to be on like UK Gold, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did you?
It is a year review. So 12 questions, one for each month of the year, obviously. Question one. In an uneventful January transfer window, Liverpool, United, Arsenal and Everton didn't sign a single player. West Ham was one of three teams to bring in one player on loan. Who was that player?
I should have to guess. I've sent it a question mark. It doesn't sound good.
Max, can I go back? Can we go back? Say, if we think of it later,
Convenient. Can I say, it's, so far, this has taken too long.
Can I just, what a silly rule that is. Give Callum time to Google it and then change his answer.
Good point, actually.
I suppose you can't change your answer.
So far, Callum and Bob haven't put an answer in yet, so that's
well,
it.
Well, I was waiting. Two people, you spotted it, Max. You mentioned it.
You should...
us.
He didn't establish the rules.
All right, question two. In February, Roy Hodgson departed Crystal Palace and was replaced by the current manager, Oliver Glasner. At which club was he at previously?
No. Can I have the my 12 months from 1930, please, instead?
All right, question three. Manchester United found themselves 15 points behind Manchester City in March, heading into the derby. Who scored the opening goal that day? Question four. Everton all but ended Liverpool's title hopes at Goodison Park in April with a 2-0 win thanks to goals from Branthwaite and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. What number instalment was this particular Merseyside derby?
I'm pretty sure I've got the United one. I reckon I'm one after that. I reckon that's my only point.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
Callum?
Yeah,
I don't trust Callum, Sean. I don't know what you're thinking.
I don't trust Callum at all.
Handicap.
Well, you'll see at the end when I've got 0 points that I've definitely
We should have minus for taking too long.
Yeah, there's no worry about Callum, guys.
yeah, all right, Max.
Question five. May saw three European Cup finals take place. One of them is technically June 1st, but we'll get past that. Can you give me the three host cities? So for 3 points.
No.
Can you name
I just say host cities?
So what?
Question six. Euro 2024 opened up in Munich on June 14th with the host Germany playing Scotland. Germany coming out on top with a 5-1 win. Who scored the opening goal of the game and tournament?
Oh.
You can change it.
Whoa. Thought we said no changing.
Did we say no changing?
I'd say no changing.
You've never just said it immediately.
too late.
Callum's only just sent his answer to question one and I'm getting something for that.
And
the fact that Max said you can change it straight away tells me I'm wrong anyway, so I wasn't even sure.
Just trying to be fair. Question seven. Sticking in Europe, there was 10 host cities at this year's Euros 2024. Can you give me the cities that are furthest north, east, south and west for 1 point each?
What on earth are these questions, Max?
I'm not changing that answer, Max.
I just didn't know whether to make it difficult or not.
So you just went very difficult.
I don't think this question's hard. I think three of them are very easy, if you just think.
Oh, yeah. If only we'd thought about that before.
There's no way three of them are easy.
Wait there. If I just think, I might get it.
Surely you can guess four German cities, Callum. Like...
Oh.
German, yeah.
Callum, come on, mate.
I thought it was Europe.
I thought it was Europe as well.
Ah, oh, that's
10 host cities at this Euro 2024. You kidding me?
I thought this was the European.
No, you've got to be quick now because I've helped John with that.
They're done. They've really severely messed up.
Are yours not all in Germany?
No. When you say all of them, none of them.
Swiftly. 8 rounds. This is going to be one and done. This.
Swiftly moving on. August. The new Premier League season opened up on the 16th of August this year. Who scored the opening goal of the campaign?
What the hell? Every question is who scored the opening goal and what city was it in?
Who scored the opening goal this Premier League season?
Who was the furthest west at the first game of the season?
Oh, I should just think about it. Oh, why did I do that?
You should. It would be helpful. Multiple choice for this next one.
I'll get it.
September, the all-new Champions League format was introduced in September with 36 teams and one league table. How many of the 36 teams have won a European Cup? A, 12, B, 15, C, 17. Question 10. In October, Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund met at the Santiago Bernabeu, with Real Madrid coming out on top 5-2. At 20 years and 75 days old, Jamie Gittens became the youngest ever English goal scorer at the Bernabeu. Can you name whose record he beat?
Again, for an opposing team, Max, or?
I don't know if you should say that. All right, question 11. Ruben Amorim officially took charge of Manchester United in November. Under Amorim, Sporting won their first league title since 2002 in 2021. Who was the league-winning captain?
In the current Sporting team?
It was 2021, and it was actually last year as well. But I think he has left. Okay, and question 12. Usually it's great to be top of the tree at Christmas in the Premier League. How many times in the Premier League era has the leader gone on to win the title?
How many, do you know how many of the titles has been altogether?
32. I think.
That's got to be a multiple choice, surely.
Max, you're not going to read our answers out, are you?
No.
Ah.
Are we going to get a points update?
Yeah.
So I've got a funny feeling some of us are giving me gambling at the end with 0 points. So quite a few of us are going to the casino.
You won't have to gamble with you, can't enter the casino.
All right, so I'll go back through the answers. Question one: Was who was the player that West Ham brought in on loan? That was Calvin Phillips.
All right, put oh. Kevin Phillips.
Did anyone get that?
Bob got it.
I did.
I put Rob Holding.
I put Danny Ings. So,
yeah. Question two: who did Oliver Glasner manage before he joined Crystal Palace? It was Eintracht Frankfurt. I think you all put Salzburg.
I put Neil. Yeah.
That's even more wrong, Sean.
I'm very aware of that, Bob.
Leo's one of your answers for the one of the host cities as well, isn't it?
Question and three.
And the goal scorer here.
Who scored the opening goal of the Manchester derby? It was Marcus Rashford.
No, it wasn't.
He scored that screamer, didn't he, from outside the box?
Now you say it.
What number installment was the Merseyside derby? It was 244.
Was it? I thought you meant home ones, home ties.
Did you have 122 or
172?
All right, May. Question five. May saw three European Cup finals take place. The host cities were London, Dublin, and Athens. So, Callum got one. I think Tosh got two there.
Dublin.
I got three. Dublin.
Question six, who scored the opening goal of Euro 2024? That was Florian Wirtz.
Yeah, I was going to change it to that, but...
Did you get that, Sean?
Yeah.
It's right.
July, the four cities that are famous north, east, south and west. Tosh, you got three of them. Hamburg, Berlin, Munich, and the furthest west is Dusseldorf.
Well done, Tosh.
Don't know if you boys want to say your European cities that you're putting.
I want to know if me and Cal got the same. Go on, Cal.
Lisbon is Lisbon one of them.
I did Lisbon.
I said London was one of them.
Isn't that right in the middle? What a stupid answer, Cal.
It's going to be quite northern.
I said Lisbon and Rome.
Question eight, who scored the opening goal of the Premier League season? That was Joshua Zirkzee.
Yes.
So the game was United Fulham.
I'm in Hoyland. No, I'm going to lose this quick now.
How many of the 36 teams have won the European Cup? It was between 12, 15, and 17. It is 15.
Get it.
Always go B on multiple choice.
I know. I can't believe I
always go B.
I thought it was too obvious to go down the middle on that.
I should have realised Max is basic.
Basically, he's just on a 96 question quiz, so.
And it's only the first round.
Question 10, who is the record that was beaten by Jamie Gittins? That was Alan Smith for Leeds in 2001.
Bloody hell. Anyone get that? No.
I put the Arsenal Alan Smith.
I put Bellingham. He must have been pretty young when he scored for them. Not as young, obviously.
Yeah. November, Ruben Amorim took over from Sporting. Who was his captain for Sporting in 2021-2024? It was Sebastian Coates, which Bob got.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair play, Bob.
Good knowledge, Bob.
And then December, how many of the teams have gone on to win the Premier League who were top at Christmas? You all went a little bit too high. It was 16.
It was Bob closest.
You was, Bob.
Get it.
No points, though.
Moral victory.
After the first round, we have a tie for last place on 2 points, which is Sean and Callum.
Gamble!
In second place on 3 points, it's Bob. And in first place on 7 points, it's Tosh.
Oh, you big nerd.
Gamble.
All right, round two. I'm Alan Partridge. So this is a classic game of Who Am I? I'm going to give you five clues to a person in football. Clue number one is worth 10 points, two is worth 8, three is worth 6, fourth is worth 4, and five is worth 2. You'll come in when you think you know the answer, and you only get one guess. So if you think you know it on clue number one, obviously come in with your answer. If you're wrong, you're out. Simple as that. So clue number one, I was born on June 15th, 1959 in the Govan district of Glasgow, and I first learned to play football at the Celtic Boys Club. I moved to England in the 1970s, where my first taste of football came as I was loaned to the the Detroit Express in the USA, where I made 24 appearances, scoring 10 goals.
Is that all the clues?
That's one. That's clue number one.
That's clue one.
What the hell? What was the year?
He was born June 15th, 1959. Clue number two. In 1978, I returned to the UK and made my debut for Ipswich Town and played in the FA Cup fifth round replay against Bristol Rovers. I was left out of the squad for the final in which Ipswich won.
I'm a gamble.
You going for it? For 8 points, Tosh? Are you three ready for clue number three?
Yeah. I'm four.
I played 210 times for Ipswich Town, scoring 80 goals and winning the UEFA Cup. I finished joint top goal scorer in 1981 with Kevin Keegan, and in 1983 I signed for Tottenham Hotspur, where I was left out of the squad that won the UEFA Cup. 1984, I moved to Manchester United, winning the FA Cup.
I think I'm going to go in, Max.
Okay. All right, so just Bob and Callum left. Clue number four. Recurring injuries meant that I retired early at the age of 27, having made 308 club appearances and 13 national team appearances for Scotland. After my retirement, I ran the Blackadder Pub before declaring bankruptcy. And then in the early 2000s, I developed a love for horse racing and set up a club in Newmarket near my home in Suffolk. And then I also released a book called There's an Awful Lot of Bubbly in Brazil. All right, so Bob's in on clue number four. So just you now, Cal. I don't know if you want to go in now or do you want to wait for the last clue for 2 points?
The last clue is fine. I don't know what
I'm final clue for 2 points. Famously, in 2000, I became a radio host on TalkSport, with my breakfast show becoming hugely popular, but at times controversial. In 2020, for half of the week, I was replaced by Laura Woods.
You must know this now, Cal.
Come on, Callum.
I was hoping you'd get it on the... But...
I can't, but I'm so gutted I went in.
Is the next clue his name?
Have you got it wrong, Sean?
Yeah.
No.
Very much so.
Come on, Callum, I have to hurry you.
I'm glad I waited, because my first guess would have been very wrong.
Mine famously did know in the Blackadder Pub, my guess.
All right, I've got Rowan
Atkinson, who was in Blackadder.
Baldrick, okay. I went for.
Okay, so... He was born in Glasgow, first played in the United States for Detroit, and then played for Ipswich Town before going on to Tottenham and Manchester United. Then he retired early, ran a pub, got into horse racing, wrote a few books, and then became a talk sport host. That is, of course, Alan Brazil.
Right. Which... It's only when you look back now that the clue's in the book title.
That's what I got it off.
So I was hoping you'd get... Would get.
Oh, said he's got the reddest face in the world. That would have been good.
So Tosh comes out of that with 8 points. Bob got 4 points. Callum got two. Do you want to update the standings?
Nah.
Fine, we'll move on to round three then. I'll update you after that. So, round three, whose line up is it anyway? So, a play on whose line is it anyway, an American improv show. This one is inspired by a little impromptu game myself, Tosh, and Bob played in the White Horse Pub back in March when I was home. I'm going to give you two big games from 2006, and you have to give me the players that started that game. We will go one player each, and you can say this one out loud so you don't have to put it in the chat. And we're going to start by going in order of who's first in keeping up appearances table, which I think is Bob, and then Tosh will go second. I think it's Callum, then Sean, and then for the second game we'll do the reverse, so Sean will get to go first. Okay, it's not one wrong answer and out. I'm going to give you three strikes, but you'll just pass on to the next person. Sound good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you can do me a favour and try and keep your own score here, just to help me out, because it's going to be difficult to keep all four of you, but just write down who you get.
Is it get as a point for each one you get, Max?
Yeah, point for each one. So obviously 22 points available. Sound good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the first game is the 2006 World Cup final. Italy won, France won. Obviously, Italy win on penalties. Bob, you are first, my friend.
Grosso.
Correct. Sash.
Buffon.
Correct. Cal.
De Rossi.
No.
Who? Danny De Rossi?
De Rossi, yeah.
Wrong. So so you get one strike, Cal.
Came off the bench to score a penalty.
And I see, I only said it because you were talking about it on the overlap the other day.
Sean.
Cannavaro.
Yep. Back to you, Bob.
Hello.
Yeah.
Materazzi.
Yep.
Back to me. Is that me now?
Yes.
Zidane.
Yep. Sean.
I will go Gattuso.
Correct. Back to you, Bob.
Oh, Henri.
Correct. Tosh.
Oh, God, I was going to add Henri. Luca Toni.
Correct. Callum.
Taram.
Yep. Sean.
Did Barthez start in goal?
He did.
And I was thinking that, I wasn't sure.
Good shout, actually.
Back to you, Bob.
Eric Abidal.
Correct.
Zambrotta.
Oh.
Correct. Callum.
Makalele.
Correct.
Shout.
Did Lizarazu start?
He did not.
Of Abidal.
So that was a strike for you, Sean. Back to you, Bob.
William Gallas.
Correct.
Flora Maluda.
Correct.
Let's show Tosh.
Five, four.
Might just have to pass on that one.
Okay. Sean?
Vieira.
Yep.
Good shout, I didn't have him.
Ribery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm after Gambly, I think he played in it. Camoranesi.
Correct.
Oh, what a shout.
Come on, Sam, we heard him.
Famously shaved his head off at the end of the game.
Shaved his hair off, my bad. Are we looking for two players here, Max?
We are looking for two Italians and one Frenchman.
But can you tell us what players you've had so far?
I've got them all written down.
So you've had Buffon, Zambrotta, Cannavaro, Materazzi, Fabio Grosso, Camoranesi, Gattuso, Pirlo, Luca Toni. And then you've had Barthez, Taram, Gallas, Abidal, Vieira, Makalele, Ribery, Zidane, Maluda, Henri. So who's it back to right now? Sorry.
I think it's on me.
Okay. I'm
trying to think of any other centre back.
You're going to have to push it, Callum.
Yeah. Might just have to pass on that one, to be honest.
All right, Callum, you are out, my friend.
Yep.
So did we say it's a French centre half we need?
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, it's a French player and two Italians. I don't know if you want me to give you positions, but...
Don't.
Callum's out, so it's you, Sean, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I've got it in me, so I know it's probably wrong, but I'll go with Perez.
Right, incorrect. So that's two strikes for you. Bob?
Del Piero.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Tosh?
Got a name of a French right back. And I think he was around that time, but I've also got a name for the Italian as well. I'm going to go the French right back, Willy Sagnol.
Correct.
Oh,
that's the French team done. Sean?
Is it? Why is it me?
It's Callum's
I'm out. I'm done.
Oh. An Italian. Motta.
Incorrect. That is you out, Sean.
Got it.
So, Bob.
Dina Tarley.
Incorrect.
Shit.
Tosh. So that's two strikes, Bob. You still got one more.
Is it Totti?
Totti.
Oh my god. Oh,
stupid.
There is still one player left, though. So, Bob.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Midfielder. I think. I've written the two teams down as we're saying them.
Ah, not going to get it.
Oh, okay. left wing. Left wing in that team.
So, Bob, is that the one you got?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I can't think.
The final player was Simone Perrotta.
No,
that was the one I didn't think.
Is he the one who's English? Is that him?
I'm not sure.
One of that Italian winning team was born in England, weren't he?
Maybe.
It might be him.
I think I counted what I got there. But I don't know, that feels like I've got too many there. I think I got eight. Is that about right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I had seven guesses. Three of them were wrong, so... Yeah, you'll have had about eight, got them right.
Yeah, so that's 21 points, yeah. So you didn't get that the 20 seconds, that's right. Okay, the second game, a little bit harder.
Oh, God.
Than that one.
Brilliant.
Also, obviously, 2006 FA Cup final, Liverpool 3, West Ham 3. So we'll go in the reverse order this time. So it's Sean first, Callum second, Tosh third, Bob fourth. Whenever you're ready, Sean.
Dean Ashton.
Correct.
Me?
Yeah.
Gerard.
Correct. Tosh.
Pepe Reina.
Correct. Bob.
Carragher.
Yep. Back to you, Sean.
Nigel Riococca.
Correct. Callum.
Alonso.
Yep, correct. Tosh.
Cissé.
Correct.
That's a two for me.
Rob Green.
Incorrect.
Ah, bollocks.
You know, I couldn't remember who the keeper was there. I was struggling for that.
I think I know it, but I'll save it.
You might as well save that,
Sean. Yeah, it's you next, right, Sean?
Is it?
Yeah.
I will go Paul Konchesky.
Correct. Callum.
I think someone said the other one. Hippier.
Correct.
Oh. Finnan.
Correct.
Oh.
The Argentina manager, Scaloni.
Correct.
Yeah, I was leaving him thinking no one would get him.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I will go Marlon Harewood.
Correct.
Oh.
Shout-out.
Mr. Citizen.
And he remember like he was like limping for the last leg for the extra time.
Yeah.
Callum.
Yeah. Crouch.
Yep, correct.
Shout and have him. I'm already like not really sure on the rest. I'm gonna go with Mascherano.
Incorrect.
Risa.
He was correct. On the list.
Back to you, Sean.
I will take a gamble on Yossi Benayoun.
Correct.
Oh, good gamble. Could have been playing for both, couldn't he?
Good shout, Sean.
I don't think he'd have been playing for both, Tosh.
Half each.
Callum, back to you, mate.
I'm struggling here now. Zamora?
Incorrect.
Good shout, then.
I think he came on.
James Collins?
Incorrect. Tosh, that's two strikes for you, Tosh. Back to you, Bob.
Matthew Upson.
Incorrect.
Bob's on two strikes as well, isn't he?
Yeah, two strikes for Bob. Back to you, Sean, who's got no strikes.
I think Malik. I might have to go the keeper here. I might be wrong, but I think it was Stephen Bywater.
Incorrect.
You went for, I respect it though.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Alan.
Someone possibly said them. I'll go the other. Is it Reina?
He's already been said. So
right, okay, that's you can take that as mine.
You're done yet?
Yeah.
Well, that's two.
I'm not done yet. That's another
two strikes out. Yeah. Tosh.
Sorry, can I interrupt? How many Liverpool have we got?
You're missing two, and then you're missing five West Ham players.
Okay.
I have to go to Liverpool one, I think. Just guess someone who was around who Harry Kewell.
Correct.
Oh, I'm going to go Kewell, let's go.
Get in. Save myself.
I think this is me done here. Anton Ferdinand.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, what a shout.
Shout, Bob.
Mr. Pound.
Trying to think of that kit, that Liverpool kit. You reckon picturing it?
That won't count as an answer.
Not even if Bob draws it as a person.
Sean, do it with the Liverpool badge.
Back to you, Sean.
Yeah. Let's go Matthew Etherington.
Correct.
Oh my God, what a shout.
What a shout, Sean.
I needed that.
I mean, I feel like I've got no chance to West Ham.
What's his name? Centre mid.
Is it Donovan?
Is it? It might be. Is it Dingyo? Sissoko? Was that his name?
For Liverpool, yeah, correct.
Shout.
That's all the Liverpool
players. Trying to pitch that kit.
So we're missing
that was a
three
cheap ones to me, but.
Oh, what was his name?
Yeah, Sissoko. We're trying to pick either one.
It was either James Collins or Momo Sissoko. I think I'm going to have to. I can't. I'm trying to think of a West Ham keeper from that time. I'm trying to remember who they came up with that because it was the year after he came up and he stayed up. But it's, I'm going to have to pass out.
Okay, Tosh gone. Bob?
Tosh gone?
Yeah, three strikes out, yeah.
I'm going to go wild here. Shaka Hislop.
Correct.
Get
it.
What a shout, Bob.
I don't even think I knew he played for West Ham.
I thought he played a long time for West Ham, but he actually didn't play that many games, but he was there around that time, yeah.
But got that.
Two West Ham players left. It's to you now, Sean.
Two West Ham?
Yeah.
Have we got any of the centre-halves? We haven't, have we?
Anton Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah, Ferdinand.
Come on.
I just Googled the answer now.
I'm going to go with... I don't think he was still there. He was 8 years before. I'm going to go with Christian Daly.
Incorrect.
That's right.
Good show.
That would have been insane, Sean.
He
was 8 years before that.
Yeah, so you, Bob.
Danny Gabbadon.
Correct.
God, it is.
He's got them in front of me. Say, he's put down Shaka Hislop and Danny Gabbadon in a row.
Is it not me?
I was absolutely outrageous.
Is that not me next, by the way?
No, you've had three strikes.
I got the last one right.
He did.
No, I think you've had...
I would have passed anyway.
So you can say Danny Gabbadon now, Callum.
So. Yeah, it is your go.
He'd still pause for about 5 minutes before saying it.
I am calling cheating here, though.
Oh, fuck off.
Bob was struggling about 5 minutes ago, and now he's pulled two out the bag.
Well, I'm actually with you, Sean.
I would have passed anyway, okay. So it's fine.
Danny Gabbadon and Shaka Hislop in a row. That's outrageous.
There's one more player left, Sean.
Oh, is it me? Is it just me and Bob in?
Yeah, I passed, yeah.
Can't even think what position it would be. I don't think we've only got one centre mid on me. Oh, no. Rhea Cochran, Benny. I reckon I might have to just fold here.
Okay. Bob?
Might have been too young, but Mark Noble.
Incorrect. The final player was Carl Fletcher.
Wasn't he in school?
Yeah, he's done well there. I didn't think he'd get that many.
When you use the Google in the last couple, it's all right, isn't it?
I can't believe that. And he threw Mark Noble in there just to throw us off the scent.
Sean was absolutely star of the show then. And he was plucking out and then he...
I know. Absolute joke.
Your place should have started, Sean, to be honest. They might have won.
Yeah.
But Sean got my maths. 7, Bob got 6.
4, I think I got.
Sorry, how many? 4?
Yeah, I think I sent you that.
Sorry.
So did you get my match?
You should have got 4, Colin.
5, I've got written down here. I went out the round after Tosh. I done one after Tosh.
He also
said
Momo Sissoko, which we know is
Gerald Alonso hippie
account. They had 2 pings on Momo Sissoko's name from your computer and Bob's computer for the first time in 8 months.
What answers did Sean pluck out of thin air?
Sean wouldn't cheat, he respects the game too much.
Yeah, they're
all written down, bro.
Exactly, copied from Google.
And I'll have you know, I actually, all of mine were all West Ham. Didn't get a single of problem.
Too bitter.
You ready for round 4?
Yep.
Round four. How many rounds is the max?
There's 8.
The episode's coming out tomorrow, man.
I might bag a round, to be honest. okay, round 4. This is The Good Life. I didn't know this one. 1970s sitcom, Richard Briers.
Yeah, they got like an allotment.
Yeah. So this is, I don't know if anyone listens to Career We Go, which is another football quiz podcast, but basically this round, I'm going to give you 3 players. I want to give you the years they played and then every club they played for, and you've got to come in and guess who it is at each club. So, for example, the first player played for 8 clubs. If you get it on club number 1, you get 8 points. If you get it on club number 8, you get 1 point.
And is it in order of who he played for? Yeah,
in order. Yeah. This first player played from 1994 to 2017. Played for 8 clubs. The first club was Blackburn Rovers.
I'm not guessing.
Okay. Second club.
Is no one else's.
We've had 1 guess. I'll tell you if it was correct. Second club was Swindon Town.
Ah, well.
Any guesses for the second club?
I don't think I can tell you one person who's ever played for Swindon, okay. So...
Glenn Oddle.
Third club...
You play manager, yeah, good shout.
Third club, Sunderland.
I'm having a guess.
Incorrect. Fourth club, Newcastle United.
No.
Fifth club, Manchester City.
You might give a guess. It's so bad here.
It's worth just throwing out guesses, though. You're the only one guessing right now.
Oh,
anyone want it?
Oh, do you not only get 1 guess?
No, one guess per club.
Oh, sorry.
Do you want to have a go, Sean, before I move on? if you get it wrong, it's fine. Next club was Aston Villa. Seventh club was Middlesbrough.
17 he played till, so this is his second to last club.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the last club, which was Stoke City. All right. Yeah. I will let you go back after seeing the other two, because you might get it from what you think the link is. For 1 point.
I see.
Okay. So the second player is 1984 to 2005. So 1984-2005. First club was Arsenal.
How many clubs are we getting?
7 clubs for this one. Second club, Brighton Hove Albion. Correct, Bob. Bob, you got 6 points for that. Well done.
Oh.
Put you right back in contention, Bob. Third club, Aston Villa. Fourth club, Everton.
Real guess there, Max.
That's correct, Callum.
He must be well known if Bob got him that early.
Yeah, and Callum's just got him now as well. And Tosh got him, sorry.
Oh, I got him as well.
Yeah.
Shaka Hislop.
So that is 4 points for you two.
I did not know about the Brighton Villa ones.
Next club, this is probably just for you, Sean. Arsenal. Do you want me to give you another one?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah. Leicester City.
No.
And the last club was Reading. Any guess, Sean? You can come back to it later for 1 point.
Honestly, yeah, it's gone blank here now.
Okay. Last player, 2001 to 2020. His first club, never heard of him. North West Counties League, I think. Hednesford Town.
What?
Hednesford Town. Hednesford Town. Sorry. Second club, Stockport County. Third club, Swansea City. Sorry, this is six clubs, by the way. Correct, Tosh. Incorrect, Cal.
Okay.
Incorrect, Sean. Next club, Everton. Just a reminder, this is 2001 to 2020. Correct, Sean.
Incorrect.
Correct. Ooh, you got three points. Over to you, Callum Bob. Next club, Stoke.
Ah, oh, no worries.
On the final club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bristol City. Okay. Any guesses?
Nah.
Yeah, Tosh, you got the first one, yeah.
Try to send what me think link is as well.
Yeah, sending your links. Okay, so the first player, I'll go back over the teams. He played for Blackburn, Swindon, Sunderland, Newcastle, Man City, Aston Villa, Middlesbrough and Stoke. That was Shay Given. So Callum and Tosh got a point each for that. The second player was Arsenal, Brighton, Aston Villa, Everton, Arsenal, Leicester, Reading. That was Martin Keown. So Callum and Tosh both got four, Bob gets six. Final player was Hednesford Town, Stockport, Swansea, Everton, Stoke, Bristol. Tosh got four and Sean got three for that. It was Ashley Williams, and the link was Match of the Day Pundits.
Get in.
Do you know what? I actually, as soon as you said the first name, because it sounded Hednesford Town, sounds quite Welsh, I was actually thinking Ashley Williams because I was thinking with Keir and I was trying to think of links.
Yeah,
I had that, and it was only when you said Swansea, I remembered I could just have a guess, so could have had more points there.
So Callum gets a total of 6 points there, Tosh gets 10, Sean gets 3, and Bob gets 6 points. All right, halfway stage, boys. How are we doing?
I'm absolutely ready
to go, yeah.
At the halfway stage, in last place, we got Sean on 16 points. In third place, just ahead of him on 17 points is Callum. In second place on 25 is Bob. And in first place, way out in front, on 37 is Tosh. Okay, so this was called 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Foot in the Grave. 90s show. Iconic character, Victor Melodue. This one, five questions. The first one's worth 5 points, second worth four, third worth three, fourth worth two, and the fifth worth one. It's all to do with the comings and goings in the Premier League, or English Football League, rather. So question number one, can you name five of the seven foreign players, signed by Roman Abramovich in his first window as owner of Chelsea Football Club?
If we get like three, do we get 3 points still?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send four over that I'm fairly confident with.
I've sent five over, but I'm not confident on the last two.
Okay. Question two, can you name the four English players signed in the same window? Okay. Question three. Napoli signed three players this summer, all from English clubs. Can you name them? Question four. Which footballing couple made the switch from Aston Villa to Juventus in the summer of 24? Okay, and the final question of the round. There were a number of new managerial additions this summer, but what was the total number of bald managers at the start of the 24-25 season?
Can I ask a question to clarify?
Are you talking?
Yeah.
Sean Dyche insists that he isn't bald. Does he count?
Yes. He does count. Okay, good. So, question one, can you name five of the seven foreign players signed by Roman Abramovich in his first window as owner of Chelsea Football Club? You could have had Jeremy, Damien Duff, Juan Sebastian Veron, Adrian Mutu, Hernan Crespo, Claude Makélélé, and Alexis Mertens.
Oh, I had a shocker there.
I had a shocker as well.
I think
I only got one.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go back.
Okay, I got four, just to clarify.
You only got one. Yeah, sorry, Bob, my bad.
Very honest of you, Bob. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So Bob and Sean got one, Colin got three, Tosh got four. Can you name the four English players signed in the same window? You could have had Joe Cole, Scott Parker, Glenn Johnson, Wayne Bridge.
Yes.
Forgot about Scott Parker.
I swear he joined in the January.
No, he's part of the transfer window. How many did you get, Tosh?
I think I got all four again. I got four there.
Okay. Callum, you got three?
Yeah.
Sean, two. Bob, three?
Yeah.
All right. Question three. Napoli signed three players this summer, all from English clubs. Can you name them? They were Romelu Lukaku, Scott McTominay, Billy Gilmore. You all got 3 points there. Well done. Which footballing couple made the switch from Aston Villa to Juventus in the summer of 2024? That was Douglas Luiz and Alicia Lehmann. So 2 points all around there. And then the number of bald managers at the start of the season was six. Sean, you put six plus one. You named them as well.
I know.
Erik ten Hag, Arne Slot, Pep Guardiola, Nuno Espirito Santo,
shit,
Enzo Maresca, Sean Dyche.
I thought you were going to say Sean O'Hara then.
I actually forgot about Pep and added one, just assuming I'd forgot one. I actually got that right.
Okay, round six, the in-betweeners. This is a round of before and after. So I'm going to give you, let's say, a topic with an answer, and you have to give me what was before and what was after. So, for example, I might say Liverpool managers and say Jürgen Klopp. You would have to give me Brendan Rodgers and Arne Slot for a point each.
Yep. Sounds good.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so question one, League Cup winners. 2001 was Liverpool. So who won the League Cup in 2000 and 2002? Okay, question two. England's number nines at major tournaments. 2010 World Cup was Peter Crouch. So obviously we didn't make it in 2008. So who was the 2006 World Cup and who was the 2012 Euros? Okay, question three. Manager of Tottenham Hotspur, Mauricio Pochettino in 2014. So who was the manager before Pochettino and after? Question four. Captains of Everton Football Club. 2006-07, or around that time anyway, it was David Weir. So who was before David Weir and after David Weir? Okay, and question five. Golden boot winners in the Premier League 2015 was Aguero. So it was 2014 and 2016. Okay, so that's your five questions for the in-betweeners. Going back to question one. League Cup winners. 2001 was Liverpool. So in 2000, it was Leicester City. And 2002 was Blackburn Rovers.
Oh, Blackburn. Yeah. I did think of that one.
Leicester one was in 3 of 4 finals in a row, I think. Question two. England's number 9s at major tournaments. 2010 was Crouch. 2006 was Wayne Rooney. And 2012 was Andy Carroll. Okay, question three. The managers of Tottenham. 2014 was Mauricio Pochettino. The manager before him, I had down as Tim Sherwood.
Well, of course it was.
Mm-hmm. And the manager after was Jose Mourinho.
Get
in. Oh, bollocks.
So, yeah, Callum got two, Tosh got one there. You have to help me out with how many you've got here because
I got two.
Sorry, my bad.
I had Jose.
Yeah. Captains of Everton Football Club, question four. David Weir was 2006-07. Before him was Alan Stubbs, and after him was Phil Neville.
Get in.
And
fair play.
Question five, Golden Boot winners in the Premier League. 2015 was Aguero. 2014 was Luis Suarez. 2016 was Harry Kane.
Can I have a point because I said Kane, but for the wrong way around?
No.
No.
Jamie Vardy not win it the year they won the league, Dan. I'm saying I've got a lot of money to gamble with at the moment.
Yeah. So, Callum, you got six there. Tosh got seven, Sean got three, and Bob got four.
I'm starting to think whether this episode should go out, you know.
I think you're keeping up appearances score, or
I think all the audio on this has been too bad. I can't put it out.
Oh, no.
Just claim that you're replaced by Windridge, Sean.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I did that when the DMs got found as well.
Okay, round seven. This is the round of keeping up appearances, but it's sponsored by Anders Svensson. So episode a couple of months back.
Hit me when I'm down here, Max. Thanks.
Sorry. It's in the script, they have to say it. Sean guessed a Ginger Svensson for a player with low caps for Sweden. The boys took it as Anders Svensson, who had a lot of caps for Sweden. So it inspired me to put this little bit of a change to the game. So I'm going to give you five internationals with a very high number, but the number is unique to one player. So if you get that player with your guess, you get 5 points. If you guess a player within 5 appearances, you get 3 points. And if you guess a player within 10 appearances, you get 1 point.
How many do I get taken off if I get it within 100? I haven't got many to play with here, Max.
You'll be gambling away all your points later.
Wait, so sorry, is this the one where we're gambling?
No.
No.
That's
it's
the last
just
round.
Normal keeping. Yeah, go on. I'm not sure I understand, but I bet I will do when the game goes.
Yeah. You'll understand off the first question, basically. So, team number one is England with 107 appearances. So, what player do you think made 107 appearances for England? Okay, team number two is Germany with 98 appearances. Third team was France, 107 appearances again. Okay, Italy, 116 appearances. There is 4 within 5, 3 within 10. And the last team, Brazil, 97 appearances. There's 6 players within 5 and 9 players within 10. Okay, going back to question team number one. That was England with 107 appearances. Some might say he's the best left back ever or in the Premier League. That's Ashley Cole. So Tosh and Sean both get 5 points there. Bob?
Yes.
Bobby, did you guess?
Beckham.
Yeah, he was in within 10, so you got 1 point. Callum, you got 1 point as well. You said Gerrard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could have had within 5, Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore, Charlton, 106.
Bobby Charlton, Frank Lampard, Senior, I think. No, that was West Ham, Junior. And then Billy Wright, I think. Billy Wright and Harry Kane just recently got into that category. And then obviously Gerrard and Beckham were the two players within 10. Team number 2, Germany, 98 appearances. Sean got 1 point here. Everyone else didn't. Actually, I think you might have got a point. The player was Mesut Ozil, 98 points. Within 5 was Rudi Völler, Joshua Kimmich, Rummenigge, Votz, Meyer. And then players within 10 was Ballack, Hasler, Bremer, Kahn, Moller, Gundogan.
Get in.
Who got Gundogan, sorry?
Me.
Beckenbauer, me.
Sean, what did you get? Gundogan?
Ballack,
yeah. Beckenbauer, I think, was over by quite a lot, if I remember rightly. Yeah, he was way over 100. Team 3 was France, again with 107 appearances. I think 1 point for Callum, 1 point for Sean here. The player was Patrick Vieira. Within 5 was Zidane and Deschamps. Within 10 was Desailly, Benzema, Laurent Blanc, and Vicente Lizarazu.
Who's your Sean?
Desailly.
Same.
Great shout. Vieira did come into my head as well, but.
Team 4 was Italy with 116 appearances. I don't think anyone got a point here. 3 of you said Gattuso. Bob said Totti. The player was Pirlo.
Closest.
The players within 5 was Benucci, De Rossi, Chiellini and Dino Zoff. And the players within 10 was Maldini, Zambrotta and Donnarumma. Okay, in the final team, Brazil, 97 appearances. There's a lot of players here, and we had one person get 3 points. Tosh got 1, Bob got 1, Sean unfortunately didn't get a point. Callum was the player on 3. The player was Ronaldinho for 97 appearances. You could have had Robinho, Ronaldo, Dalma Santos, Gilberto Silva, which is the player that Cal said, Dida and Gilmar. The players within 10 was Kaká, Rivellino, Pelé, Dunga, Marquinhos, Julio Cesar, Claudio Taffarel, and Lucio. Okay, so that round, Bob gets 2, Sean gets 7, Tosh gets 6, and Callum with 6 as well. You know, Sean, top of the group on that one.
Oh, I know, on the keep on feeding game as well, rightly so.
All right, I'll do a tally so you can figure out how much you're going to gamble on the next one.
Fall in.
Need a calculator for mine, or?
He's just written boobs.
After round 7, the points are as follows. Tied in third place, or last place, on 40 is Callum and Bob.
Oh,
sorry. Missed out Sean. In last place on 30 points is Sean. Tied for second.
Yeah, tied for second.
Is Bob and Callum. And way out in front is Tosh on 64.
Sean was suddenly very much caring about the quiz.
So here's how this one works. I want to give you 3 topics. And before I give you the questions, you're going to gamble points on each topic without seeing the question.
Oh, okay. No.
So obviously, I like it.
So obviously, Tosh has to be wary of how much he gambles, but Sean can go pretty much all out and gamble away all his points. So you're going to type in the chat how many for each topic. You don't have to gamble points on each question either.
What is it like doubles or something?
You will double your money, yeah. Double your points.
Okay. I still can't win, though.
You can if they get questions wrong. So if you put 30 points on a question, get it right, and they get it wrong, you could be in within it, winning.
I don't like this, Max. Can I ask Max,
if I go all in on the first question, can I then play with the new amount?
No. So
I thought if I went all in, I could end up with 60, and then I could do that.
So you can only bet what you've got now.
Yeah, so Bob's got 40 points for his gamble, 10 on each category. I haven't even given the categories yet.
That seems silly, that Bob.
The first one's going to be in between his quotes, in between his gifts. And also, just to clarify, you can't have a second go on that. Bob's got to gamble 10 on each one.
Bob said.
I'm not asked.
So, the first category is the 1995 FA Cup. The second category is football and television and film. And the third category is the 2024 Ballon d'Or.
Oh, Max, you've not done me any favours here.
So I need to know how many points you're gambling on each of those categories, please.
Oh, I don't like it. This isn't fair, Max. Stop it there. I'm a loser on the back of this. I don't know. The bottom two are terrible for me.
You have to go all out on the first one then, Tosh.
Yeah.
No, because the fact he's just said FA Cup is worrying me.
He also didn't say final, did he?
That's what I'm saying, that not the final. Cool. I've got to tell what I'm gambling on them all now.
Yeah.
It's could backfire. Do you know if I don't gamble anything, I might just don't answer the questions?
Yeah, you won't get any points, yeah.
Come on, or you will get called a shite bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to get called for what I've done here anyway.
Shit house. All right.
Also, I think I might have done the match wrong there, by the way. So.
I think so. Anyway. All right, question one. So I won't reveal what you have gambled till the end. Question one, 1995 FA Cup. In the 95 FA Cup semi-final between Everton and Spurs, Daniel Amakachi famously subbed himself on with 13 minutes to go and proved his worth with the brace. Who did he sub himself on for?
Got to answer as well. I was thinking of the gamble because I'm not 100%.
Don't forget, if you get it wrong, you lose those points.
I know.
Should have gambled, Sean.
Nah, I'm all in on another one.
I mean, I think I've got that right, but I'm actually not 100%. I reckon Sean can't catch me at the very least at this stage.
Okay, question.
I'm the least of your worries, Tosh.
I know, I think I've got the maths wrong, which is probably the bigger worry.
Question two, football and television and film. In 2024, Ted Lasso was renewed for a fourth season, despite supposedly ending the previous year. Before it was a hit Apple TV series, it was a commercial, or advert, for NBCSN in the United States. Which Premier League team did Ted Lasso manage?
Oh, I knew that one as well.
Okay, question three, and the final question of this extremely long quiz. Ballon d'Or. Who finished fifth in the 2024 Ballon d'Or voting? And then, last one. Okay, let me just do the maths. Okay, so do you want me to reveal how many you gambled before or after?
Each question.
So for this question, FA Cup, the question was 1995 FA Cup final. Who did Daniel Amakachi famously sub himself on for? We had Callum gamble 5, Tosh gamble 8. Sean didn't gamble anything, and Bob gambled 10. And the player was Paul Rideout.
Get in!
So Bob doubles his points there, gets an extra 20. Tosh gets 16. Callum gets minus 5. Callum, who did you guess? Stuart?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely messed up the maths here. I reckon I've lost this now, haven't I?
At this point, you're still in the lead, Tosh. Let's get to the.
it was worth it just for that brief moment.
Question two: football and television. The question was: Ted Lasso was renewed for a fourth season, but before it was a Apple TV series, it was a commercial for NBCSN in the United States. Which Premier League team did he manage? Callum gambled 5 points again. Tosh gambled 1. Sean went all in, gambled 30 points. Bob gambled 10 points. The answer was Tottenham, which Sean got. as the only person. He gets 60 points, rockets up to 90 points total. Well. Bob gets my 10 points.
I don't get 90, do I?
No, he just gets this extra 30 points, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's not 2-1 odds, isn't it?
Okay.
Money.
Well, is that what you were going to do? You get your points and then double? Because I'll take it.
I've been doubling it. You double your points, you gamble, so you get it's added on. So if you gambled, 2-1, no?
Oh, hello.
It's even money, isn't it? Just double it.
Oh, hello. I love this quiz.
If that's what you're thinking, Max, then...
Are we going to finish this before Christmas Day?
Oh, no.
Well, you tell me what you're trying to do.
You double your money.
But
you put 10 in, you get 20 back, and that's it. You're on 20 points.
Okay, fair enough.
Ah, what a joke.
So we have to redo that then. Redo the maths.
I don't know, you know.
But also, I can't believe we're changing it when he's in charge.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm in charge. That is how I had it in my head. You gamble those points, you get double it.
I misunderstood. I think that makes sense now, actually. And it's going to cost me 60.
Who finished fifth in the 2024 Ballon d'Or voting? Callum gambled 10, Tosh gambled 1, Sean didn't gamble anything, Bob gambled 10, and the player was Erling Haaland.
I'll get in.
Which was Bob and Sean getting that right. So Sean never gambled anything. Bob did gamble 10 points, so he gets an extra 20. Tosh gets -1. Callum gets -1. -10. So at the end of the quiz, it all came down to this. In last place, because he got -20 points, is Callum on 20 points. In third place, because he didn't gamble enough, is Tosh on 78. Sorry, Tosh. In second place on 80 points is Bob, which means our quiz winner for 2024 on a whopping 90 points because of one big question and he had the balls to gamble it. Is Sean on 90 points?
Wow.
Congratulations, Sean.
I'm honoured. I'm honoured to have beaten such good company.
Perfectly. No, I didn't play it perfectly.
You did?
You played last round perfectly.
Who's top of the Christmas tree here, Tosh?
All I want to say is, Max, you've made a fantastic quiz there.
It was boss.
It was a great
quiz. And if you want Sean getting no questions right and winning it to be the answer to it, then that's on you.
All I'm saying is, I could have gambled on any of them. I got all three, right?
Yeah, no, fair play. Well, I only got the first one. And to be honest, the first one was an educated guess. So, yeah, fair play.
How you start, that's how you finish.
Yeah, well, apparently it doesn't matter how you start the first seven rounds is what I've learned.
Yeah, a huge lead, to be fair. Some good
stuff.
The thing
is, it's bottle. You lost your bottle in the gambling.
Do you know what? But to be honest, unless I'd have gone all in on the first one, if I'd have gambled bigger on this last two, I'd have lost anyway, wouldn't I? Because Sean got that. Sean went big on that. I maybe could have gone a bit bigger on the first, but even that, so I think on the game, Sean played the blinder there.
Thanks.
Got to hand it to him. But again, we all know who the real winner was, and it wasn't Sean.
when my name's on the trophy, Tosh, everyone knows that's the real winner.
It won't be.
So we hope that was great listening to add to your Christmas week. Thank you very much for being with us for that. And a big thanks to Max for putting on such an unbelievable quiz. I don't know how it happened, but Sean has managed to come out victorious. That's what you get for, being the gambler and risk taking. Tosh, unlucky to finish third. I'll take dead last, probably the way it was going. Bob gambled, to be fair, but just didn't quite gamble enough. So we hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great new year, and we'll see you in 2025 for the first episode of the new year. Keeping up appearances.
I think I did gamble enough. I just got a question wrong.
Yeah, you could have played it right, Bob. Actually, you probably would have won, wouldn't you? Mm. I mean, you did it before you'd even heard what the topics were. So
exactly. I just wanted to wrap it up before 2025, but.